The Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 16th. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, you nearly missed the microphone there.
We were just chatting, weren't we, before we went on air about, A, did I have beetroot in my teeth?
Yeah.
Riverford Organic doesn't really matter.
It doesn't stick in your teeth. It slides off.
Yeah, because it's organic.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Sprayed 85 times with
fungicides.
But we're also talking about our debut, weren't we, on American.
Yes, for those of you that don't know, Jules and I did a US business radio show last Wednesday evening, which was a bit of a hoot, wasn't it?
And we were separated, which we've never done, have we?
No.
We've never done it separated.
We did it by Skype, didn't we?
We did. We Skyped. It was quite strange, I found, because we had a live chat going between between us and the producer, who was in
Dallas, Texas.
And she kept going, y'all sound great.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
It was lovely. I like that.
And then she kept laughing at us and missing her cue, didn't she?
Yeah, she
did. She forgot to play the adverts.
She did. But I was trying to be serious.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was quite shocked
gracious.
By your demeanour.
Were you really?
Yeah, because I thought you would be, quite sort of well-behaved talking to Carol, the LinkedIn lady.
Can I give you a little professional tip just between you and I, because no one else is listening at the moment?
Okay.
If you want to come across as professional, can you avoid drinking four bottles of Prosecco before you go on air? Because you were slightly tipsy, weren't you?
It was Gusbourne.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
And let me just say that my real job, is PR for food and wine.
Right.
And I was invited to a wine tasting in Tankerton.
Yeah.
And then you said, and it was at 6 p.m, and then you booked me up for 9 p.m. for USA Ray. What was a girl to do?
Exactly.
Say I can't drink. No, it doesn't work. And do you know who I was drinking with?
No, go on.
Well, do you remember Hamish from the Average White Band?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I used to do the bump to that, pick up the pieces.
Did you?
Did you used to do the bump to pick up the pieces?
Do you know, my mind just boggled.
Why?
At you doing the bump.
I'm very good at the bump. I'll show you on your birthday.
I can imagine.
I might get Hamish to come play.
Do you have St John's ambulance on standby when you're doing that?
I was 15 at the time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I was rather good at it. And,
I bet.
So I was drinking with Hamish from the Average White Band, who happens to own the East Kent Dining Rooms.
Oh, wow.
In Tankerton.
Cool.
And then Ben Walder, Ward or something.
Right.
From Gusbourne. I did know at the beginning of the evening what he was called.
Good.
So well, I sampled about four bottles.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell from the on-air stuff. I think we
shocked
changed him. the perception of US business about us stiff upper lip Brits, I think,
well,
to some extent.
Let's put it this way. Kate Griffiths, who's in the studio, taking a picture of my huge nose.
Mm-hmm.
Kate and Mark Fisher in the studio here with us, listener. But we haven't been invited back. Yet, have we?
No.
I mean, they were very polite. I think
there's very little chance of that, to be quite frank.
there was a sort of round robin email saying, thanks, y'all. That was great.
Yeah.
And then it went a bit quiet.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I suspect you'll be invited back on your own.
No. But if you do want to listen, it's All Business Radio, the LinkedIn Lady Show with Carol McManus, and normally with Ken Heron, who Ken, a lot of our listeners will know because he
stalked off.
Yeah, no. Ken.
Get it?
Ken Heron. Yes, Heron. I did. I was trying. That was a terrible joke, Jules, I was trying to ignore it. But Ken, as a lot of you will know, does come on our show quite regularly. He normally co-hosts that show, but he was away working in Singapore, which is why we stood in for him. But I think they've learnt their lesson now.
Well, probably. But I thought Carol was lovely, and
she
I'm nipping over to New York. She did say that she'd meet me.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I didn't know if she was being polite.
No. Well, I've warned her, so she won't. Yeah.
Sure,
okay. Anyway, enough of all of that.
Who's our sponsor?
Today's show sponsor is Brooks Security from Bested, just outside Maystone. So a massive thank you to Brooks Security.
That lovely Terry.
That is the lovely Terry Roffey and his crew. And they install all kinds of domestic and commercial security arrangements, door locking, alarms, CCTV, etc. So do check them out. And you can find a link to their website on the Kent Business Radio website to have a look at what they do.
Well, he needs to talk, without being rude, Southeastern Trains.
Mm-hmm.
Because my new husband got my lovely bike stolen. It was a Claude Butler, lovely bike. Got it stolen. And then the police said, yes, there were two youths seen stealing bikes. There was a lady's bike that got stolen. And also my new husband, the bike he had, which was mine, my Claude Butler. And they said, we've got it on the CCTV. It's about 1 p.m. And we got all excited, but the CCTV isn't clear enough to pick up the youth's faces.
So what's the point? That's a town centre CCTV for you. But the trouble is, in public places like that, they get dirty and people spray them with paint and all kinds of things. So it's really difficult.
I won't be here next
to
week.
Be honest,
talk to Terry
to
about
be,
it.
To be honest, Jules, it's very rare that you're happy these days because, you know... That's just the way it is.
The hand came up.
I didn't want to elaborate on that.
The hand.
Jules, I would be reading emails by now, but guess why I can't?
Because I'm chatting.
Because you haven't passed them over to me. That's why.
Sorry. Exactly. Well,
anyway, told
me to go through them first.
I did, and then I told you to pick the ones you wanted to read, and then give me the rest. But you haven't done that.
I was eating my beetroot salad.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, while you're doing that, I'll read a few of the tweets we've had. But we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, because quite frankly, I'm bored of listening to Jules. So it would be much nicer to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb. Do send me a tweet. We have had quite a few tweets already, and I shall read some of those tweets now. The lovely Kelly Culver has tweeted, and she's also been tweeted some very interesting stuff. She put out a tweet, if you can find it, about 5 free tools for using Twitter, and that's really worth a read. And you can
Sorry, there's a terrible picture of you on the just gone out. You look like a some sort of warthog.
Thank you for that, Jules.
More warthoggish than usual. Carry on.
Oh, thank you. And was that something you deliberately did?
No, it wasn't me. It was, I think it was Kate.
She's stitching
we'll get
you
her
up.
Back.
Oh, thank you, Kate. Anyway, Union 23 co-working in Maidstone have also tweeted in to say hi that they're listening in. And a new listener called Angel Training FA, and they're a first aid trainer by the looks of their Twitter handle. And they say, hi, Vanilla Web, we're listening in. So, welcome.
Hello.
And you can follow them on the Twitter, Angel Training FA is their Twitter handle. Oh, we've had a tweet from the lovely Amy McManus of
She's
AM Marketing.
She's back from Peru.
She says, what a great day to come back from Peru. The Business Bunker's on. It's Business Bunker Tuesday. Hello, Vanilla Web and Jules Serkin. So, hello, Amy. Welcome back. I saw a load of your photographs posted on Facebook. It looks like you and Bradley had a fabulous time, and I'm sure we're going to hear all about it.
Did they go to Darkest Peru?
They went to, what's that? Machu Picchu, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never been to Peru.
Oh, you're thinking of the marmalade sandwich mines?
Yeah, Little Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Paddington?
Paddington, yeah.
Not Pooh.
No. He's from Five Acre Wood, isn't
Not
he?
Not Winnie.
Pooh. Everyone knows that.
Do you know, in this studio, I've been bitten by something.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, it might
Mark, behave, please.
And you know what it's like when it's on your ankle. It just...
Please.
You can't stop scratching, can you, Mark?
You can't get the guests anymore.
No.
Fancy the guests coming in and biting the co-presenters, huh?
I think it's that muskrat from next door.
Oh, yeah.
That comes in.
Yeah. It's not a muskrat, it's a porcupine.
Well, that one, you know, what's his name, Dan or Fred?
Fred.
Yeah. Him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One of his fleas has bitten me.
We've had a tweet from Fiona Crawford, whose Twitter handle is Fiona Broadstair, and she's a new virtual PA setting up, and you can follow her on the Twitter at Fiona Broadstair and find out more about that. And also, marketing assistant. Hi, Vanilla Web. Please, can you mention the marketing assistant, Kent? We're a startup offering marketing to support to small and independent businesses, and you can follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle, I'm going to have to spell this for you because it's a bit convoluted.
T-H-I-S, ever so easy.
Oh, very funny. Their Twitter handle is T-A-B-I-T-H-A-I-S. Tabitha is T-M-A. Oh, I get it. Tabitha is T-M-A is their Twitter handle. That's T-A-B-I-T-H-A-I-S-T-M-A. Tabitha is T-M-A, and that's the marketing assistant and new startup businesses here in Kent.
Oh, so what's does she say what kind of thing she's doing?
Marketing.
Okay, but that can be anything.
You asked me what she said. I told you what she said.
Could be a farmer's
Don't argue with me. You asked me what she said.
She could be selling grapes.
No, she's not. She's selling marketing.
Okay.
Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah, maybe.
Good. Read an email.
Oh, I just wanted to tweet.
I know, I told you to do that because you're tweeting now, aren't you? You're playing on your phone.
No, I'm just tweeting out the porcupine so everybody can see him.
Okay, well, I'll read some more tweets. Andrew Weaver. Do you remember Andrew?
Yes, Lawyers I love
Fair.
Him. I
yeah,
love him.
Andrew Weaver.
the duck.
He said, well, there's no need to be in Kent to love the Business Bunker show. The incomparable duo of Vanilla Web and Jewel Sirkin. Great show so far, guys. Well, thank you for that, Andrew.
Well, it's only a minute gone.
Yeah, well, that's enough, really. He's gone now, I think. I think that was it.
Now, what did Ken Heron's show call us? Something, the duelling duo or something?
Yeah, something like that. We've been called all kinds, haven't we?
Pinky and Perky.
The Pinky and Perky of radio, basically.
That was my favourite.
And another new listener, A_Tones, T-O-N-E-S. Hi. Welcome aboard. Lovely to hear Vanilla Web and Jill Sirkin on the Business Funk Show. Well, thank you for that.
Oh, is he a piano tuner?
She.
Is she a piano
it's
tuner?
It's a she. I don't know. It doesn't say. So, there you go. You see, what would happen, Jules, is because you haven't read an email, I could read an email. But I can't read an email. Do you know why I can't read an email?
Shall I?
Because you've still got them all.
Shall I appease him, listener? Right. There's Chaucer Direct, and they've won a top award for best in banking and financial services. They've once again been recognised for being the top insurance company in the country for customer services. And this was on the 10th of June, so just happening, really. They won the most prestigious award for the ICMI European Contact Centre and Customer Service Awards for the best banking and financial services category. So well done, guys. Russell Wilson, who's the contact centre manager and himself the runner-up for Senior Manager of the Year at this year's awards, believes that the repeated success of the team is due to a positive attitude and a real passion to help customers. Probably quite a few ginger biscuits as well, I would think. Happy people give great service. That's not on the press release.
Is it not? I'm really surprised, Jules. That's a bit you made up in your professional expertise as a PR and marketing guru. You thought you'd add a bit about ginger biscuits.
I
can see that.
A little picture of them.
Yeah.
Happy people give great service. So I'm going to read out their website so you can check them out. It's www.chaucerdirect.co. But they do say that in July 2014, in the UK CSI survey, Chaucer Direct received an outstanding overall customer service satisfaction score of 91.5 out of 100, making the company both top in the insurance sector and a clear 15% ahead of the UK all sector average. So well done. I mean, that's a great accolade, isn't it, Paul Andrews?
Absolutely. And
Twitter's gone mad.
Tabitha, I think it's Tabitha, of the marketing assistant, has answered your question for
right,
you
okay.
when you said, what do they do?
Well,
and she says, hi, thank you for that. I am a marketing, advertising and social media consultant helping small businesses in Kent.
That's lovely. Thank you. That's
so
all
thank
I needed
you.
To know.
Yeah. So now we know.
Well, because marketing is a big umbrella, isn't it?
Yeah. So now we've retweeted that as well. So, and good luck with your new venture. I hope your name is Tabitha, but that's what it looks like from the Twitter handle. So I'm kind of guessing, but maybe you'll let us know. Thank you for that email, Jules. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Well, it could be tunage, but it might be a bit early. Is it a bit early?
No. I'm going to play a bit of tunage.
Are you?
Yeah. Just a little message I want to send. Guess what it is?
I don't know.
Well, I'll play it.
Oh, this is Herman's Hermit.
It is.
I'm into something good.
Exactly.
I got it in one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so old.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good. She's the kind of girl who's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She danced close to me like I hope she would.
She danced with me like I hope she would.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
Oh. We only danced for a minute or two, but then she stuck close to me the whole night through.
Oh.
Can I be the one in love?
She's everything.
The Business Bunker.
Herman's Hermits there. I'm into something good. Welcome back
to isn't it?
Welcome back to Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 16th, with me, Paul Andrews, and Jill Serkin. Right. I think you can do another email now. You've got them sorted out, but you still haven't given me any of them.
Well, here's one.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you spend this show and read all the emails? That'll be it, won't it?
Well, I'll try.
As you're not going to be here next week...
Well, you know where I'll be.
I know. I'm going to tell the listener in a minute you've blagged a trip to New York, haven't you?
Well, before New York, I'm going to Moira first.
Oh, right.
I've got 2 weeks
So you're going to drink Spain dry of Carver and then go to New York?
Yeah.
And drink Napa Valley dry?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
And I want Watch listeners, out, world.
I want listeners to tweet me. I want to know what I should be buying in New York, because apparently it's great for shopping.
Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
Macy's. Or
Bloomingdale's? Are they those bloomer things you wear?
Yeah, Macy's.
Is that the department store?
And Bloomingdale's.
Okay.
I just told you twice.
So I'll nip
What's
there?
The matter with her, Mark? I've told her twice, haven't I?
I don't know. It's apparently good for sunglasses and clothes and shoes and...
What is?
Eating. USA.
Oh, right.
You're trying to lead me astray. I'm going to read something.
Just read an email, then.
I'm going to read something very sensible, listener.
Good grief.
This is the Sandwich 10K. It's on June the 21st, so it's coming up.
Oh, Alan Noke was one of the organisers of that.
Really?
Yeah, lovely Alan Noke.
Well, he hasn't been on for a while, has he?
Nobody's teaching these days.
Well, he's busy, but they'll have a summer holiday, won't they, coming up?
In the summer, yeah.
I don't like this. We're being filmed all the time.
I know. It's good, isn't it?
It's like having some sort of, I don't know, spy camera. The race is organised on behalf of Sandwich Sports and Leisure Trust by Nice Work. It's a new course and great race HQ facilities with plenty of parking, changing and shower facilities. Thank heavens for that. The race will be looking to attract runners of all abilities, from experienced athletes like Paul Andrews to those who are new to running. And the course is scenic, fast and flat, using roads and hard tracks through the beautiful countryside surrounding Worth, which is just south of Sandwich. And there's a medal for everyone that finishes. There are prizes and trophies, male and female, in all age categories, from junior to veterans, I think that means. It says vet 8. So that's veterans, do you think?
I guess so.
Some little sort of secret category there anyway. And then there's a first male and female affiliated team, 3 to count, and all sorts of things. I'm a bit bored with that bit now, so I'm just going to spin on. So the venue is at the Sandwich Sports and Leisure Centre, Deal Road in Sandwich, and it's Charlie Tango, 130, B for Bertie and U for Umbrella. And the entry fee is £13, but it's £15 on the day, so it's best to book in advance. And you need to contact www.nice-work.org.uk. So that's Sunday the 21st of June, 10:30 a.m. in Sandwich.
Cool. Thank you for that, Jules. We've had a tweet from Kent Tweetups.
Oh, what are they saying?
Well, the one I'm reading, it just says, sorry for that, it was predictive text. So I don't know what the first one said, because I haven't found it. I've missed it.
I know what the first one
Go
said.
On then.
I think it said, hello everyone at Business Bunker.
Yeah.
And all Business Bunker listeners. We have a Whitstable tweet up this Thursday, 10 o'clock.
Would that be at the Hotel Continental?
It would be, with a lovely sea view.
On Beach Drive?
Yes, it would be.
Okay.
You can park outside very easily, and unknown muso, Julian Field, will be hosting that. Possibly Ken Lloyd, the famous graphic designer, will toddle along. But it will be very beachy this Thursday, I think, with this weather. All are welcome, and you can just go to the website, which is kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Chris Pollard, who some of our listeners and friends will know is currently ensconced in Dublin.
Yeah.
And he's currently listening in from Dublin. They have been at a book launch for the lovely Miriam McGurk's book launch, Tales from Turkey, Scorpions at Midnight, Shattered Dreams. And they launched that in Dublin last night with a very prestigious audience. The Turkish ambassador to Ireland was in attendance, as
Excellent.
Was the British consul. So, fabulous night was had by all, by the looks of it, and there's a few jaded people this morning, but well done to everybody. But Chris is listening in over there in Dublin, so welcome, Chris, and I hope you had a great time at the book launch last night.
Well, I saw some pictures of Miriam. She looked amazing.
She did,
fabulous.
Yeah.
Chris was all right, too.
Absolutely, yeah, he's all right for a bloke.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah. Another new listener, blimey, we've got loads of new listeners today. Events Nouveau. On the Twitter, Events Nouveau. Vanilla Web, please could you mention Events Nouveau for all wedding entertainment, wedding planner, and firework displays. And you get 10% off if you mention a Business Bunker. So
oh,
there you go.
Good.
Yeah. So, and you can follow those guys on the Twitter at Events Nouveau. That's, you know, new, spelt in the French way.
Yeah, I love the way you say it. Do you?
I sounded just like a Frenchman, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, didn't I?
If you had onions around your...
A French cockney, obviously, but yeah.
If you had onions around your neck, I'd have thought you were French.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mon
Spot
Dieu.
On.
Yeah. Bonjour.
Kent and Victor Chamber have an event. They're at 1:30 to 3 p.m. Members, it's £15 plus VAT. Join them for afternoon tea, where you have the ideal opportunity to meet fellow professionals, grow the profile of your brand, and to build new business relationships. You will be served with a tantalising cream tea. Well, that's the only reason to go, really, isn't it? Sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. Now, the dates are Tuesday the 30th of June at Brands Hatch Place in Forcombe, and Thursday the 30th of July at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells, and also Tuesday the 25th of August at Fraser's in North Ashford. Is that noise I keep hearing, like a phone ringing?
I don't know. Maybe it's the phone ringing.
It's
Kate's.
That's Filmer.
It's Kate's film production company over there in the corner.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it then?
It's when a notification comes in. It's vibrating.
Well, it's most annoying, young lady. we get very ratty with our guests, don't we?
If they ratted. You get ratted. She does get ratted quite often, actually.
Do I?
Yeah. Especially if she goes to Gusmore wine tastings.
I was invited. Right, there's a Get Fruitful Marketing. This is a 30-day group program. It's Anwen Cooper, who's one of the beneficiaries of the Enterprise Foundation in Maidstone, and they're holding an interactive 4-week program for owners of small businesses with big ambitions who want a marketing boost. This is ideal for startups, sole traders, and limited companies with annual turnover up to 6 figures. Anwen is a strategic marketeer and experience facilitator with 15 years of experience in helping more than 50 businesses to drive record-breaking sales and help improve their bottom line. She created Get Fruitful Marketing to guide you step by step by building a stronger foundation for your brand so you can win more customers and make your marketing more effective. There are different venue options, they point out, and places are limited to ensure you get focused attention. This is a special launch offer. It's £150 per person. It's Tuesdays 10 to 12 on the 30th of June, the 7th, 14th and 21st of July. And it's at the Tunbridge Wells Hotel, 58 The Pantiles, Tunbridge Wells. Sat-nav is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 2-5, T for Tiger, D for Desmond. Book online.
That's the phonetic alphabet as brought to you by Jules Serkin.
Three W's dot.
S for smashed.
Eventbrite.co.uk. And then you do it, put a little /in and Get Fruitful should come up.
Cool.
So that sounds good. There's another one on Wednesdays at Medvale House in Moat Road. So I think what we'll do, this is quite a long one, so we'll pop it all on the Kent Business website, Kent Business Radio website, and you can click on links there for that.
Absolutely. Anything you hear on the show can be found on the Kent Business Radio website. We also have a full roundup of blogs and information, so do check the website out when we're not on air. There are lots of things going on the website, and lots of information, lots of blogs contributed by lots of different people. They're not all written by Jules and myself. In fact, most of them aren't. They're written by sensible people, so they are quite informative. What I'd like to do now is, last week I went to meet some very interesting people and record an interview with them, the great folks from Scandinavian mobile payment and credit card processing company, iZettle. And iZettle UK, you may have seen their recent television adverts in this country. I went to talk to the lovely Nina Fernstrom about iZettle, what it is and how it works. So have a listen to this. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker show the lovely Nina Fernstrom of iZettle. Good afternoon, Nina.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Would you like to tell our listeners about iZettle? You're a mobile payment company, I understand.
Yes, that's absolutely right. iZettle is all about helping small businesses grow by providing them with tools that were previously only available to big companies. Mm. And initially, we started out by offering easy ways to take payments.
Absolutely.
And by using existing technology, so using your smartphone or your tablets, coupled with one of our card readers. And now businesses really come to us to get tools to help them grow their business.
Fantastic. So you showed me earlier the device that you have, which is a very small, compact device, the actual card reader itself, and that you ally to an app on a phone or a tablet. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. So you would go onto App Store or Google Play, depending on what device you're on. You download the app, which is completely free of charge.
Right.
And then you connect it to one of our card readers. We currently have two card readers available. One is the card reader Lite, which is free for any business who signs up with us today.
Okay.
And we have two card readers available today. One is the card reader Lite. That's available free of charge to all businesses who sign up with us. Mm. And that's a perfect way to try card payments if you haven't been taking card payments before.
Okay. My understanding, having seen the device, the light is one that actually plugs into the device. Is that how it works?
That's correct.
Yeah.
It plugs into the audio jack of your tablet or phone.
Right, okay.
And it takes payment just as any other chip and pin card reader do.
Okay, so you just shove the card in, put your pin number in, job done.
Exactly.
Okay, fantastic. And the second device that you have, how does that work?
So the second device that we have is the Card Reader Pro Contactless. And this is actually something we're very excited about.
Yeah.
We recently announced it. And iZettle is the only one in the space today to offer a contactless device to small businesses.
So it's really fantastic. You showed me earlier how it works. You just swipe your contact card across it and job done.
It's incredibly fast. Mm-hmm. You can complete a transaction within a few seconds as opposed to, many more seconds if you're using the normal sort of chip and pin solution.
Okay, and that Pro also enables you to use the standard chip and pin reader as well if you haven't got a contactless card.
That's right. So any transactions that go over the contactless limit, which currently sits at £20,
right,
would be prompted to insert their card and do their pin instead.
Okay, cool. And that attaches, if I understand it correctly, by Bluetooth?
Yes. So that you connect over Bluetooth. Mm. You do an initial pairing of devices, which you only have to do once.
Right.
And after that, it's in your Bluetooth list of devices, and it catches the connection as soon as you launch our app.
Fantastic. Now, apart from taking the credit cards, which is great in and of itself, in the demonstration you gave me earlier, what you showed me is that you can actually set up your products in the way that you would on an automated till. So if you had a coffee shop, for instance, you can show pictures of a cappuccino or a latte or a mocha or whatever. And just by hitting that, it records the prices and all the rest of it. Can you tell us a bit about how that side of it works? Because I just thought that was an absolutely brilliant addition to what you're doing already.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. The app is actually a point of sale in itself. So you can set it up with your product, like you were saying. So say I have a cafe. I can set up my coffees, my juices, my sandwiches Not only does that speed up my payments, so I only have to tap the product and do the sale, but it will also tell me afterwards what I've sold in terms of products.
Right.
And give me a good overview.
So basically, you've got sales analysis tools as well, based on what you've sold using the payment system. It records all of those payments and gives you a sales breakdown of what you've done.
That's absolutely right. So we give businesses access to a sales portal so that they can log into, and they can get a very good overview of their sales, what products they sell the most of, what percentage of their business comes from returning customers.
Right.
So all sorts of very useful insight into their business that they wouldn't necessarily know before.
Right.
And that can help them make decisions, informed decisions.
Absolutely.
About their business.
Absolutely. Now, as far as I understand it as well, when I started in business many years ago and I wanted to take credit cards, I had to wait over a year for a bank to give me a merchant account, and then even longer to get some big clunky gizmo to do it with. My understanding is that iZettle provide everything that you need as a merchant to take credit card payments. Is that correct?
That's absolutely right. So with iZettle, you don't need a merchant account.
Right, okay.
iZettle is a one-stop shop.
Right.
So you come to us, you sign up online. Everything is online. Your registration
right.
form takes 2 minutes to fill out. Online, and it as soon as you've completed it, you find out in real time if your application is approved or not.
Right.
You order your card reader, you get it 2 days later, and then off you go.
So a week and you're in business, basically.
Absolutely, even less than that.
Absolutely, fantastic. Oh, I was thinking about Royal Mail delivery. No, absolutely, that's fantastic. And the range of cards that you take, can you tell us which cards you take?
Yeah, it's all major credit and debit cards. Mm. So Visa, MasterCard, American Express, JCB.
Right.
So we take all of them.
Everything, really,
yes.
Basically. And as a merchant, are there different levels of charges for different cards? How does that side of it work? How does the charging side of it work?
No, our pricing is designed to be as transparent and simple to understand as possible.
Right.
We charge 2.75% down to 1.5% per
okay.
transaction.
Right.
And that's depending on your overall monthly volume.
Okay, cool. And the app is free, as far as I understand, and there's a small charge for the device itself.
The app is free,
yeah.
And the light reader is completely free for any business who
oh, right,
signs
okay.
up with us.
Right.
And then the pro contactless reader is £79.
Okay. And from your point of view, is there a particular profile of business where the light reader is more appropriate than the pro? How does that work? Or would you recommend the pro for everybody?
Well, it's perfect for anyone who hasn't taken cards before.
Right.
It's free, so you can try it out and see if it's for you. The pro reader is for slightly more sophisticated businesses, to use in your shop. You can get it with a charging stand,
right?
You can also take it out, of course, and take payments down your queues.
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Having looked at it, you've got something that you would normally have, as you say, if you walk in a shop and you insert your card or use a contactless card in a shop, but you can pick it up and walk out with it. And that's fabulous. You know, so many businesses nowadays do think, especially in more rural areas of the country, you have lots of farmers markets and people that go to country fairs and things like that and set up stalls. You just pick the reader up and take it with you. Whereas, you know, until recently, you either took cash or nothing, basically.
Absolutely. And that's how, you know, it's like you say, it's very versatile in the way you can use it.
Yeah.
So in your shop for fixed locations or more temporary, maybe you have a pop-up shop or an event or you're a market stall holder.
Yeah.
But also, for mobile use.
Yeah, yeah absolutely. Yeah.
If you want to take a payment in somebody's house, if you're a plumber or an electrician.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It works like that too.
Absolutely. And of course, we do a lot of things on the show with the Federation of Small Business. And one of the big issues that the Federation of Small Business face is late payment. And if you can take credit cards right there and then, that solves the problem.
Absolutely. It definitely helps your cash flow.
Yeah.
With iZettle, you get access to your money 2 to 3 banking days after the transaction takes place.
All right. Okay. So quicker than clearing a check, basically.
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic.
It's very quick.
And I'm sure you know this, but I don't know how many of our listeners know this. Earlier this year, in 2015, in the United Kingdom, credit card transactions exceeded cash transactions for the first time. So now more money is transmitted via digital means than by actual cash. And that's only 3 years on from when credit cards exceeded checks, paper-based checks. So we can all see which direction things are going in, and that contactless thing is really a big deal these days as well, and near-field communication is where the technology is going. So you've recently launched your contactless device as well, haven't you? So you're probably first into the market with something like that.
Absolutely. iSettle is the first and only provider in the mobile point of sale space who offers a contactless reader to an affordable price today to small businesses.
So Nina, I hear that Apple Pay is due to launch in the UK in July of this year. Are you ready for that in iSettle?
Yes, absolutely. So our contactless reader that we just released is completely ready for Apple Pay payments for when that arrives in July. So we have essentially equipped our customers, the small businesses, to accept Apple Pay.
That's fantastic. You must be well ahead of the field there.
Yeah, I think a lot of big businesses haven't even thought about this.
Absolutely. Oh, that's amazing. That's really good. Thank you for that. Nina, that's a fascinating insight into iSettle and mobile payment systems. And I can see that being a massive benefit to small and medium-sized businesses and to taking mobile payments. If our listeners want to find out any more about iSettle, how can they go about doing that?
Well, all they need to do is go to our website, mm-hmm. Which is iSettle.com.
Fantastic.
They want to do that.
Brilliant. We will have people looking at that straight away, I'm sure. Nina, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and we wish you continued and much success.
Thank you very much.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. That was a fascinating insight into the world of mobile payments and credit card processing from iSettle UK. You can find out more about iSettle by going to their website, and there is a link on the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website where you can go straight through to the UK website and have a look at what it's all about. And if you want to get involved in using their services, you can sign up for the whole thing online, and it takes not a jot of time to do it. So if you're looking to take mobile or credit card payments of any kind, do check that out, have a look, see what's involved. But it is a very simple process to sign up. So a big thank you to Nina and the team at iSettle for that. I didn't say that, you said that.
I know.
Can you read an email, and then we're going to talk to our first studio guest.
Hello, Paul and Jules.
Hello.
They say it's this is from the lovely Deborah Cameron
Hello, Debbie.
Of the Parenta Trust, mm-hmm. Fields of Life, and she says it's less than 2 weeks until we set off on the Parenta Trust Banger Rally.
Wow.
And they'll be making a 2,200 mile round trip navigating my way through 8 countries in a banger worth £350. You were going to do this last year.
Yeah, I was. I didn't have time to do it.
And this year.
Though. Yeah.
The aim is to raise enough money to build a nursery school in post-conflict East Africa. This is where we need your help. Please can you spare a few pounds and help us to reach the target? So you need to go to www.justgiving.com/Debbie-Cameron5. Thanks for your support, Business Bunker listeners. It means the world to me, says Debbie. With a big kiss.
Cool. I think you've upset Chris Pollard now as well. Yeah, because he's tweeting in now saying, actually, Mrs. Serkin, I'm quite polished. So there you go.
Well, because there was a... Did you see the picture?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was him, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Looking a bit shiny.
Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show our second guest of the day, our first live studio guest, Mr. Mark Fisher of Cascade Insurance Brokers. Mark, welcome to the Business Bunker show.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you start off by telling the listener a little bit about you and then about Cascade?
Absolutely. Okay. I've worked in insurance for quite some time now, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at that, can be quite a dry subject. But
no, I have to tell you, listener, that I was a bit rude when Mark first emailed me and said, you know, would you like me to come on the show? And I said, yeah. And he said, it can be dry. And I just sent him an email back. It just went, yawn. But it's not. It's an important subject. And it's something that a lot of our listeners will be interested in hearing about.
Absolutely. And I think talking about Cascade and how we've set that up and what we aim to do, we'll cover some of the things I think that are interesting and how we can help businesses, small businesses and individuals protect, obviously, their business, their home, and how that sort of fits together, really.
Okay, so let's start off at the start.
Absolutely.
You're a fairly new business.
Just started at the start of 2015.
Right, so a few months in. Presumably you had insurance experience before that.
Done 20 years, mainly with an insurance company, rather than a broker. But the insurance company was dealing with brokers, so I'm well versed.
Okay.
I know the challenges they face and obviously their customers face as well. So
fantastic. We love a new business here on the Business Bunker Show because that's what we're all about, is supporting new and start-up businesses as well as established businesses, obviously. So you started at the beginning of the year. And you're based where?
Based in Ashford, just outside Kings North.
Okay.
So it's a small business. At the moment, just me. I have a business partner, but it's just me on the business side. So.
Okay, fine. And is there an area of the market you specialise in? Well, give us an overview of what Cascade's business is and where you deal.
Yeah, well, I think I had the typical small business journey, and I think you have that you set out with the road that you think you're going to take, and then things change slightly. So
yeah,
I imagined it being much more about personal insurances, a home and car. And actually, it's been the complete corollary to that. It's all been about commercial insurance for small businesses, which is fantastic.
Sure.
There's lots of opportunity, and it's thrown up lots of challenges to me. One, it's pushed the boundaries of my market and reach and the contacts with insurers that I've got. But two, it's also proved how many different products are out there to help all manner of businesses. And it's been a really interesting journey.
Absolutely, yeah. And you're absolutely right. One of the things that you're finding, I guess, with this is just how many people, especially in Kent, actually are business people. They have their own businesses, their own micro and small and medium-sized businesses. So a lot of people will look at insurance and they'll look at it from both points of view. They'll look at their business, commercial insurance, and their own personal insurance.
Absolutely. Yep, that's right.
And just coming back, I know you've said that you're doing a lot of commercial stuff now, but on the personal insurance business, that's home contents, motor, are you doing the whole range of insurance or?
Yeah, so we've got access to the whole market. Predominantly motor tends to be more specialist, so it might be directors of businesses wanting to insure performance cars, that kind of thing, rather than your average, the everyday car.
Yeah, the old company Ferrari and all that.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Like yourself, perhaps. But
Yeah, something like that. okay, cool. And then you've kind of been drawn into the commercial world of commercial insurance for businesses. And that's something we were talking off air about this, about how a lot of startup businesses don't think about insurance early enough into the process. And I was also making the point that there are some insurances that are mandatory and there are still far too many businesses that don't actually have it.
Yeah, quite true. And I think what surprised me a great deal was how many businesses that I speak to on a daily basis who have a great business idea, it's set up, it's running, it's been running for some time, but don't have insurance. And it's particularly problematic with things where they've got employees, for example, and they don't have any cover at all.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know that's a legal requirement for some employers' liability cover.
But we really need to emphasise this, Mark, because I come across so many businesses that do not have employers' liability insurance. And it is a legal requirement that you have that. And you could get in big trouble if somebody got hurt whilst at work. You could be in for a huge, huge claim.
Yeah.
And if you've got no insurance, you're in trouble.
Absolutely. And it's the other elements of the insurance too, how it protects your business, how it enables you to grow. Because ultimately, there is a strain on your business whilst you're trying to grow it. And if you were to lose some stock, etc., or have a claim made against you from public liability, but it could potentially stop you growing. And obviously, business is there. The insurance for the business is there to help you grow and move forward.
Okay. What I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is
tap
just
dance. Tap dance. Oh, sorry.
Well, I can't tap dance.
Just tuned in.
Who woke her up? Luckily, you may have noticed that Jules has gone very quiet. Sorry to interrupt, Mark, but I just need to explain it.
Kate
has given Jules a new toy to keep her quiet. Jules is now playing with Periscope. Absolutely brilliant. So we don't have to worry about Jules for the rest of the show because she's just in the corner filming everything. So we'll go back to talking sense. With Mark Fisher of Cascade Insurance. Yeah, you look fascinated. Yeah.
But I've been filming him.
What I want to look at is the different types of insurance that a small startup or new business should start to think about, the different categories of insurance, and roughly, without getting into too much arcane stuff, what that means.
Roughly, does that mean he has to say it like that?
I think I preferred it when she was just playing with her phone, do you know? So let's start with employees' liability insurance. What's the point? What is that? What's it about? What's it covering in general?
So as we said, it's a legal requirement. Yeah. You need to do various things as an employer, and one of them is to ensure that you have adequate protection should an employee of yours be injured. Mm. That cover pertains not only to where you work, but where you also may send them as well.
Right, okay.
You might also consider a public liability for anything that you do. So if you're working on something, if you're a trader, for example, and you're going to someone's home to do something, you might cause injury to them or to a third party. You'll need a public liability policy to cover you for damages there.
Can I just make a point there as well? Because I've had a discussion about it. I operate as a business angel, so I get lots of business startup plans, and I'm always very interested in things like this, and I come across far too many people that don't think this through, especially in software businesses and things like that. People that offer software services and to do things to other people's computers also need to think about what they're doing, because if they crash somebody else's computer and lose their data, they could be liable.
Absolutely, and you'd want to make sure that you have adequate protection for your site being hacked, etc. So I think insurance has moved on drastically as we as a sort of entity trade differently and things operate differently.
Absolutely.
There's new covers available now. So there's lots to consider. And a lot of the covers will depend on what type of business you are. So an office, for example, would have very different requirements from a builder or something like that. So we need to, it's quite diverse, and we could end up, going down different roads with it. But there's lots of things to consider. And I think that's where a broker really comes into their own with that conversation around, let's help you, let's understand, you tell me what your business is, what it does, and how you operate, and then I can try and find a solution for you.
I was going to raise that, actually, because you're absolutely right to raise that. Why do we use a broker? Because increasingly, a lot of people are used to doing things like using comparison websites and what have you, and they dive onto the internet, go to a comparison website, find the cheapest product they possibly can, sign up for it online, job done. But of course, they don't really understand what they've covered, what they haven't covered. So tell us how using a broker can actually help, and why we should use a broker in the right circumstances.
Yeah, I think it gets around the issues of having to understand everything about an insurance contract.
Yep.
So an insurance broker will talk you through everything, and it should just be, to start with, an advice conversation. This is what your business does. These are the covers that I'd recommend. These are the insurers that we'd use for that. More also around, these are some other risks outside of insurance that you might also consider. So we're not just about how much money we make out of an insurance policy. It's much more about how can we protect you and help you and grow your business.
Right.
And I think it's also important to try and understand that the insurance contract actually needs to grow with the business. The policy that I set up today for your growing business will need amendments through it. And it's a partnership. We need to work together to make that policy happen and to make sure that it gives you the cover it did at day one for as your business has grown at sort of month number 12.
Absolutely. So from you as a business point of view, you as a broker, do you come back to your clients partway through and go, hey, if you're thinking of doing this, saying you saw me on Twitter going, do you know what, I've just done this or I've just done that, would you as a broker come back and say, you need to change your insurance policy or up it or change the level of cover because that's brilliant, but you need to cover it?
Yeah, so we look out for things like that. We also obviously there's an annual review of policies, but what we're trying to do with Cascade here is make it much more customer centric. So we're trying to do a 6 month review, because appreciating that what I've seen so far is lots of small businesses rather than sort of bigger static businesses, and it's important to keep that contact going, just to ensure that the adequate protection's there, really.
Absolutely. And of course a lot of small businesses are in startup mode at the moment. And they're going to grow quite rapidly in the first couple of years, so their needs are going to change. You know, that people might start off working at home, and that's something I want to mention to you as well. They might start off working at home, and then as the business takes off, they move into an office. But let's just come back to that issue of businesses working from home. That presumably there is potentially some impact on insurances on both sides of that equation, from a domestic point of view and a business point of view.
Yeah, I think insurers haven't done a fantastic job here, because I think some household policies extend to it.
Yeah.
But what's actually happened is things like price comparison sites have driven out extra covers to bring the price down.
Yeah.
So actually, we think we're getting a great deal.
Yeah.
And the price is low. But actually, if you've got, let's say you run a business from home, probably lots of the very cheap covers that you'll find might not have those extensions in them.
Yeah.
If you spoke to a broker, perhaps you might understand your needs a bit more. You might have that built in, you might pay slightly more initially, but actually you've got the cover and you're not chopping and changing, and there isn't the danger that you're not covered in the event of a claim.
Yeah, I mean, presumably, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I'm kind of making this up as I go along, but presumably if you haven't got the right cover and you were working from home, for instance, and you got burgled and they nicked all your computer stuff, the insurance company might come along to you and say, yeah, but that was business insurance, that wasn't your domestic stuff, so you're not covered.
There's that element, and there's also the element of how much cover you've got within the policy. So lots of policies might give you a nice whacking great limit for your contents, but actually, for your business part of it, it might only be £500 worth of equipment, which you're soon going to rack up with a laptop and, and some ancillary equipment. So there's lots of things to consider, lots of limits to consider, and I think that's where a broker really adds value to the equation, because it stops consumers having to think about all those things. It prompts the conversation, and then hopefully we can help find a solution.
Absolutely. So it's about building a relationship with a professional service, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not about thinking, just because we've had a conversation, you're forced to buy a policy from me. If you then got the cover and you've got what you needed and that didn't happen to be by me, great, because you've got the protection, your business is protected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's like a lot of professional services, isn't it? Whether it's accounting, legal, insurance, it is about establishing that relationship, getting comfortable with an organisation that you're dealing with, that they begin to find out about you, know about you and grow with you.
Yes, and understanding that it's not a tangible product. You don't physically get something, you get a promise on a piece of paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
But actually that promise is only worth what you've disclosed at the start, what you've paid for and what's in that policy document.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you never really understand its true value until you have a claim and something either isn't covered or the policy's not going to pay out at all. And that's the worst situation to be in.
Absolutely. But insurance is a very difficult subject for those of us that don't work in it.
But we all need it.
We all need it, but we all object to it. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those things that you think, oh, blimey, that's quite a bit of money. But of course, on the day that, God forbid, you need it, and the difficulty here is that you want to go through life without ever making a claim. But then when you turn around at the end of that and you think, blimey, I paid all of that money for nothing.
Yep.
But, you know, that's the deal, isn't it? Because one day could come along, just one single day, when one single thing happens, where that payment of a few hundred quid could be worth millions to you.
It could indeed. We do see it happen, and it is unfortunate. There could be a nasty injury or something, and you know, the person obviously is much more important, but actually it does have a knock-on effect. It does have a financial impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, less contentious things like buildings. You know, a building can catch fire, a building can have a plane land on it, all kinds of things can happen to a building.
Yep.
And buildings are expensive things.
A flood.
Yeah. Don't go there.
A bit close.
Just
to
don't
the,
go there.
A bit close to bone, Mark.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You know, all kinds of those kind of things could happen, and the cost of damage to something like that is high. So when you look at it in those kind of terms, it's money well spent, really.
It is, because the building itself, obviously, you've got the time then that you can't trade, or where do you trade from? So some business interruption on the back of that would be invaluable. The insurer would set you up and try and get you trading again, and that's the most important thing. It's not whether just that building is repaired, it's whether you can keep trading in the meantime, because obviously without any income, then your business is static going backwards, isn't it?
So, absolutely. Mark, fascinating topic. We're really pleased that you could join us today. It's really good to hear from you about another business starting in Kent, And we're really pleased that there's more and more businesses starting in Kent. We wish you much success with Cascade Insurance Brokers. Am I using the right name? You can put me right here if you want. Is it
technically its legal name's Cascade Insurance Services, but
Cascade Insurance Services. I like to try and get it right eventually. Cascade Insurance Services, based in Ashford, not a million miles from the studio. Give us a shout for your website, Twitter handle, Facebook page, or however you want people to follow, like, or engage with you.
Yep, so we're just new to Twitter, but we've set up a Twitter page, which is at @cascade_ins.
Cascade_ins, okay.
And you can visit our website, the three W's, cascadeins.co.uk.
Cool, and there is a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website, so if you want to find out about Mark and Cascade Insurance Brokerage Services, you can do. Do check up with them. For the moment, Mark, thank you so much for joining us with the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks
about
having
you.
Enjoyed
and,
it.
And give us a little insight into some of the basics that we need in terms of talking about insurance. Of course, what we ought to say to everybody is they need to talk to you in depth for any specific issues that they have or specific wants that they have.
Yeah, I think so. Each individual circumstance prompts its own set of challenges, but it is that discussion, I think, that's the most important part.
Absolutely. Mark Fisher, thank you so much. Cascade Insurance Services, lovely to talk to you.
Thank you.
Jules? I'd like to say to Nurse Liz, if she's listening still, that Mark Fisher has the nicest twinkly smile in the world.
Here we go.
It doesn't show from the pictures I've taken because he was in full swing with his interview. But lovely twinkly eyes and smile, hasn't he?
Here we go.
Kate, you've made my day, thank you.
You agree, don't you, Kate? You could look at that face all day, couldn't you?
Anyway, enough of that.
He's the sort of guy you'd like to go down the pub with and have a couple of beers.
Oh, he's just...
Well,
without being rude to Mike, a Yeti is the kind of person you'd like to go down the pub with, because you'd go down the pub with anyone.
How rude.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Seeing it, you know, by a little riverbank somewhere, you know, maybe a picnic rug and a few nuts.
Well,
you know.
Move aside, Mark, yeah.
Did you know that Sue Dugan is returning to Kent?
Is she? At Leeds Castle?
She's going to host Leeds Castle, the classical concert.
Mm.
She's the former presenter of the evening show on BBC Radio Kent, and she will return to the county on the 11th of July to present the exciting lineup. Help yourself to water, Mark, by the way. It's Tankerton water. From the open-air classical concert held in the grounds of the beautiful Leeds Castle. She spent several years working in the BBC and regional radio as a producer and presenter at BBC Radio Northampton, BBC Radio Kent, and most recently BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. She lives in Hertfordshire, but she's delighted, she says, to be returning to Kent for the open-air classical concert, and particularly to Leeds Castle. So this is the 11th of July, so it's a diary date. It'll be celebrating its 37th year with a wonderful programme of music and entertainment with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted once again by John Rigby. Wasn't he in Rising Damp? Headliner at the Definitive Rat Pack.
I don't know.
We'll open the afternoon concert. So the Definitive Rat Pack will open the afternoon concert. Thousands of people enjoying the best music into the evening, culminating in an incredible firework display above the 900-year-old castle. So you can get your tickets at leedscastleconcert.co.uk. 11th of July, I'd like to go to that. I don't know if I'm in New York.
Oh, dear.
I think I might be.
Oh, dear. The world of an international media star and globetrotter.
It's not me, is it? It's my new husband.
Yeah.
His book.
Cool. Anyway, look. We're going to have a break. We will be back with part two with some more guests in a moment. But for now, have a listen to this.
A little break.
Mm.
Paul Andrews with the Business...